is very important. Like many people in London, I walk, I cycle, I drive, I use the bus, I use the tube. What I don't do is drive large trucks, though I did in my youth for the Hereford Timber Company. They always used to get stuck in the mud of the farms of Herefordshire, but anyway, that was. I discovered though that I always got back more quickly than the last guy who did the job. So I clearly realised that some people enjoy taking a long time doing deliveries. And I was doing better than that. This is a serious issue for four reasons. One, because everybody will do better to improve their use of the roads. All of us. Cyclists are not perfect, and there are cyclists who need to have better discipline and better obedience to traffic lights and the rest. Drivers are not perfect, even though they can try hard, and the bigger the vehicle, the more sympathetic we should be to drivers. It's more difficult to just do the job, more difficult to get round the roads, more difficult to carry out your obligations, but also more difficult to see. Pedestrians can do better because often pedestrians ignore traffic signals, ignore traffic lights, cross where there isn't a crossing, when if they went 50 yards there would be a crossing. And the public authorities can do better because we clearly haven't yet managed to produce the sort of safe city that's friendly to pedestrians and cyclists everywhere that we should do and need to do. You all know, I think, why this is quite an acute issue in Southwark, as in other parts of inner London. We have had regular serious injury and fatality on local streets of normally young and talented people who are cycling, the last of which was a young woman from Guernsey living in Peckham, cycling up Towerbridge Road and caught by a larger vehicle seeking to turn left into Abbey Street Long Lane and killed as a result. And I was with her family, as some others just were, in December, just before the funeral back in Guernsey. And they were being amazingly brave, but also amazingly constructive about saying, let's turn this to good effect. There have been others. I've been to too many events, at too many roundabouts and crossings and so on, where now the legacy is flowers or a memorial, and still a worry that's going to happen again. So this is really important agenda issue for all of us. I'm really grateful for all the partners, for the local authority, which understands the importance of this issue, Southwark Council, and Dan and his team, and others across departments. For Better Bankside, which is obviously looks after the business and residents in this part of the borough, see, we're going to have, I've been the MP for 29 years nearly, we've had construction, big development every year of my time as an MP, that's going to go on, it's not stopping. And so we have to make sure that everybody engaged in that understands these issues. But also to the contractors and local organisations like the Tate here, and people like Mace who've been really good. I see Kelprey there. I mean, you guys have big responsibilities in these things. I've just had a building site next to my home, building 15 homes, very desirable and welcome. Just in one relatively quiet suburban road, I've seen the amount of deliveries, the amount of extra traffic, the amount of confusion caused by the need for parking and cranes and conflicting with the users of the pavement or the school children getting to school. So you just need to be permanently attentive to these things. And my hope is that what you all might be willing to do, as well as attend today, and that's fantastic, and encourage people to cycle and cycle better and cycle with more reliable bikes and drive and drive better and drive with more reliable vehicles, is actually feed in to the really relevant debate we've got in London in the next 3 months. We have elections in London. I'm not a candidate, so I can speak, as it were, slightly objectively, although I have colleagues who are. But in the mayoral election and in the assembly elections across the whole of London, one of the big issues will be transport, and one of the issues will be what should be, as it were, the programme for London government over the next 4 years. And the attitude of the Mayor and the Assembly can be hugely important. So any of you who live or work in London, if you just have the time personally or corporately to feed in to that debate, to make sure, as it were, you feed in your views to City Hall, but also when the election gets going, to make your views known to the candidates of all parties. That would be really helpful, because bluntly, the stronger the position that we have in London, then on cycling issues and cycle safety, the safer London will be and the happier it will be. And I just end with a little PS. I went for the first time for 30 years back to the Netherlands over the Christmas holiday, and was reminded how wonderfully relaxing it can be to be in an environment where you are basically, if you're a pedestrian, only having to deal with people who are cyclists and who understand that cycling has the priority of being the normal form of healthy traffic. And if we are trying to have a world where we deal with obesity and keep ourselves fit and all the other things, then actually we should all be trying to cycle whenever we can. Obviously we can't do it all the time, not for all journeys, but whenever we can. And I hope we would all see that as an option for us and our families, and teach our children and grandchildren to be good cyclists as well as good citizens. So thank you very much for the contribution and the effort. I'm now going to leap in a cab again. And when I used to do it in the past, thank God there were no photographers, but this time, such is the way there are. But it's really an ongoing process. And I think, Dan, you've said this is the third of these events. And I look forward to there being more people who understand the eternal vigilance. Respect for other people doing the jobs they're doing and travelling in the way they're doing. That would give us a safer city and save a lot of pain and grief. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.